How can the human race survive the next 100 years? I don't know the answer. That is why I asked the question, to get people to think about it, and to be aware of the dangers we now face. Before the 1940s, the main threat to our survival came from collisions with asteroids. Climate change is happening at an ever-increasing rate. While we are hoping to stabilize it, and maybe even reverse it, by reducing our CO2 emissions, the danger is that the climate change may pass a tipping point at which the temperature rise becomes self-sustaining. The melting of the Arctic and Antarctic ice reduces the amount of solar energy that is reflected back into space, and so increases the temperature further. The rise in sea temperature may trigger the release of large quantities of CO2 trapped at the bottom of the ocean, which will further increase the greenhouse effect. Let's hope we don't end up like our sister planet, Venus, with a temperature of 250 degrees centigrade and raining sulfuric acid. There are other dangers, such as the accidental or intentional release of a genetically engineered virus. Each time we increase our technological powers, we add new possible ways in which things could go disastrously wrong. The human race faces an increasingly dangerous future. There's a sick joke that the reason we have been created by aliens is that when a civilization reaches our state of development, it becomes unstable and destroys itself. In fact, I think there are other reasons why we haven't seen any aliens, but the story shows how perilous the situation is. The long-term survival of the human race will be safe only if we spread out into space, and into other stars. This won't happen for at least 100 years, so we have to be very careful.
Thank you.